Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend. That's the meaning of Mike Tagubin, is hello, friend, and greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so thankful for the privilege, the opportunity to come to you through this means to study God's Word together, to share with you some wonderful truth from the living Word of the eternal God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and from the written Word of God, the Bible, the Biblios, the book. Oh, beloved, what a privilege it is for we who know Jesus to have the Word of God. When many of these pages were written that we're reading from, they did not have the full revelation of God's Word like we have today. And so the Holy Spirit was the one who inspired and oversaw their writing of these Scriptures. And thus, beloved, He's the one who instructs and opens up our understanding. Do you remember what the Scripture said in John 14, verse 26? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He was speaking to His disciples there. And thus we have this book that's written by the disciple John, who was very close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus the Holy Spirit inspired him to write these wonderful truths. Remember, there's four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew was one of the 12 disciples, and Mark was not one of the 12 disciples. He came a little later, and Luke came a little later also. But Matthew and John were both disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are called synoptic Gospels, which mean that they have a lot of similarity in the truths that they present. But John presents Christ in an altogether different way. Each one of the Gospels give a different viewpoint. Each one of them are a little different. But John is presenting Christ in His glory, in His majesty, in His power, in His might. He presents Christ in a completely different viewpoint than the other three. That's why we're studying the Trinity here from John chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17. And we're seeing over and over again the Trinity revealed and explained and spoken of by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the revelation of the Holy Spirit of God. And so we're here in John chapter 16 now, and we have just considered the Lord's instructions concerning prayer. In verse 24, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in My name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." And, oh, beloved, there is such joy in seeing God hear and answer prayer. And as I mentioned to you before, this should be the daily experience of every child of God, seeing God hear and answer our prayers and petitions. "These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs." Now, the Lord had spoken to them in Proverbs, or in truths that were not explained and opened up and revealed in full detail. "But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father." Now again, remember the disciples were babes in Christ. They were young in their learning. They hadn't fully understood all that was involved in the coming of the Lord Jesus. They were expecting Christ to set up His kingdom to rule and reign over the entire earth, as He will come after the tribulation period at the beginning of the millennial reign, when He returns from heaven in power and great glory. And so this was what they were having a hard time understanding and figuring, why Christ hadn't come in that manner and in that way, and why that He was talking about dying and going to an old rugged cross. They just didn't get it. It just didn't make sense to them. They were not mature in their knowledge and understanding of the Lord. And so that's why the Lord said, I speak to you now in parables, but as they grew and developed in their walk with the Lord, then He would be able to speak to them more plainly and open up new truths to them that now were hidden and they didn't grasp and comprehend, understand. But verse 26, at that day ye shall ask in my name. I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and I am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Now, the Lord Jesus had spoken to them previously, if you recall from our previous study together, in verse 16, He said, a little while, and ye shall not see me. This is John 16:16. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of His disciples among themselves, what is this that He saith, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. Now, the Lord Jesus had told them that He was going to die, that He was going to be buried, that He would come forth from the grave, and it was purchasing our salvation, dying for our sin, being made sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through His death, burial, resurrection, and the shedding of His precious blood to blot out our sin and to make new people out of us, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 states. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And He's talking about a change in our spirit when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, accepting Him as Savior. It's the spiritual part of man that's born again. It's the spiritual part of man into which the Holy Spirit enters and does the work of salvation. And it's in our spirit that we become a new person and have a new identity. Now we're children of God, joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. Before we were under Satan's control, before we were in sin, before we were blinded by the god of this world. But now our understanding's been opened to the truth, and Jesus Christ has become our Lord and our God, and we now know Him, and we now know the Father. And so many things have changed since we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. So when Jesus was saying, a little while and you'll not see me, and then again a little while you'll see me again. And so they were discussing this among themselves, and He said, because I go to the Father. Well, as I mentioned to you in a previous broadcast, after Jesus had risen from the grave, why, He told Mary Magdalene that met Him at the tomb there, touch me not, for I've not yet ascended to my Father. But after that, there He appeared to the women on their way to the grave, and they touched Him and grabbed Him by the feet and worshipped Him. And so I believe from the time that he had seen Mary Magdalene to the time the women saw him, he had ascended to the Father and had come back to earth. Now, in our glorified bodies, beloved, we'll be able to do amazing things. I don't know but what we'll be able to travel at the speed of thought. I mean, it's amazing what our glorified bodies are going to be like. And these are the kind of bodies that will be given, a body like Jesus had when he arose from the grave. Remember when Jesus was buried and the stone was rolled across the tomb. When they rolled the stone back, Jesus was already gone. In his glorified body, he had just passed through that stone and had appeared in the upper room when the disciples were in the upper room. You remember the doors were locked and everything was closed up, and suddenly Jesus appeared there in their midst. And the two that were walking on the road to Emmaus, Jesus appeared and walked along with them, and then when they recognized who he was gone. You see, beloved, in our glorified bodies, we're going to be able to do amazing, fantastic things that we're not capable of doing now. And so I believe that's when Jesus said, I go to the Father, and he went to the Father. And of course, after he returned, he walked on the earth approximately 40 days, teaching the disciples and explaining to them wonderful truth. And then he did go back to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit to come to empower we believers to walk and obey him and to live for him. And so these are some of the truths that Jesus was seeking to explain to them. He said in verse 17, then some of the disciples what is this that he saith, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. And they said, therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do not inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your joy shall be turned, or your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Because they were going to be sorrowful at the death of Christ, but when he arose, their sorrow would be turned into joy. Then he explains further by explaining about a mother giving birth to the child and the travail and sorrow she has until she holds that little one, and then she forgets the travail and rejoices in that a man-child has been brought into the world. And so the joy becomes a reality. Till next time, goodbye.